Family First, Media speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, can I speak to Tamidi? Tamidi, am I pronouncing it right?
Yes.
Okay, hi.
Hello.
You called and left a message. My name is Vanessa Pollard.
Yes, hi Vanessa. Yeah, I was actually reaching out because I just wanted to know if you were still interested in employment to work with Sean.
Who is that? That's the person? All I know
the
is
client.
Okay. I don't know the client's name. All I know is I Dawn was telling me that you guys had some openings, and I told you, yeah. But I was sick last week and this week. I had an upper respiratory infection, so that's why I hadn't responded. I sent the young lady, Sarah, somebody, sent me some texts last week. And I texted and I asked a question, and I was asking, she said I had to go get some tests. And I asked her, did I have to pay for them or did you guys have to pay? And nobody never responded back to me. So
it all depends. What tests were you referring to?
I don't know. She said you had to get a PPD test. And I don't live in PA. I live in New Jersey. So I'm just trying to, you know, find out. And I was, like, really sick, so I just, like, really getting over.
So if you do pay to get it done, as long as you give us a receipt, you do get reimbursed.
Oh, so I got to pay for it.
Right. But, like I said, if you give us a receipt, you do get reimbursed.
Okay. So can you send this information to me again? So what else do I have to pay? My first question is, what you guys start paying?
It all depends how many hours you're doing with the client. And that part of it, I don't know. The only part that I'm assisting with is to get you HR compliant. And once you are HR compliant, and then the patient coordinator that's assigned to the client that you'll be going on will be able to let me know how many hours you're going to be taking over, if you're taking them all, if you're doing half. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what they base it off of.
They base what they pay you off of how many hours
you do. That is correct.
Okay. I kind of never heard of that. I thought everybody knew you might make 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. An hour. I didn't know that it goes by.
I mean, it can vary between, you know, 14, 15, 16. Yeah,
14?
But they mainly go on how many hours. Yeah, because, you know, you can work 80 hours a week, you know what I mean? So you can't get the max working 80 hours a week because now you're talking about a lot of overtime, and then your overtime pay rate is higher than your regular pay. Yeah, so.
Because I had my full-time job, but when I was talking to Dawn, I was telling her, you know, I was just looking for something part-time. When I had my full-time job, which I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and I work at a day program with clients and residents who have autism and different, you know, ADD population and everything. And I've been doing this work, like, for clients with brain injuries, elderly or older, younger. I've been doing
right.
It for about 30 plus years, so it's been a long time. So I just, you know, I was just had some questions, and every time I would text back with a question, no, I never got no response. So I'm like, well, what's going on? And
I'm not sure who you were texting. Right.
There were two different people texted me. I texted them back, and I just, you know, it was so funny when you called me today because I just deleted the text today. I was like, wow, they ain't never text back or they didn't never respond back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking questions. But anyway, I just came back to work. So I thought I had the flu, but I had an upper respiratory infection.
Right. Yeah, something going around.
Yeah, girl, it was. It was really great. So if you can... Oh, my God. I got to find out how much money they make first. I don't want to just say yes and then they talk about 1450 because I can't work for that. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to talk to the family. I don't know how many hours you'll be doing. Because, like I said, that's what we base it off of. So if you want to touch base with the family member that you've been in contact with, and I'm sure they'll
let you know. It wasn't the family member. It was the young lady that I met at Walmart, and I knew her name is
Dawn. Does she currently work
and
for the family?
She's the one that told me about the family. You know, she's the one that told me about you guys. And that's how I knew, you know, that's how I knew about And she was saying she'd been working there for, you know, for a while now, and she was just saying that, you know, they were looking for someone, and she said, and I know you do this kind of work, you know.
Right.
I said, okay, so, because I definitely need a part-time job, but $14, $15, I can't go with that like that.
Right.
So, I'm going to get in touch with her, and I'm going to, find out what's the start rate. And
as far as what hours you'll be taking over, too.
Right. Because, like I said, I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. I'm off the weekends. Sunday, I have church. So I don't expect anything to come in between that. I could do evenings. I could do some evenings, you know. And I could do, on Saturday, every other Saturday or something. Or, you know, I could, because I definitely need a part-time job because it's rough out here. Not rough. You know, it's tight. These bills,
absolutely.
Don't be, because they don't stop. You know, they don't stop. So. And like I said, I've been at my job now since 2000. I've been at my job for a long time. So I'm definitely looking for something, but I just want to, like, know what they started. That's all.
Okay.
So
not a problem. So I'll wait to hear back from you then, okay?
Okay, all right. And I thank you for taking the time to call.
Yeah, and I thank you for giving me a call back.
Oh, no problem. Okay. And you know what? And Dawn was telling me, she said, you rejected people calls. I said, no. Listen here, child, that's this newfound phone stuff. I got the iPhone 15 Plus, and if it doesn't recognize, if a number, someone calls me and they're not in my contact, child, they do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it says, leave a message, and then we'll see if the person wants to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of new
what?
For me.
Girl, listen, honey, that's this iPhone 15 Plus stuff. Because I ain't had no phone like this, child. I don't know nothing about that. So I didn't know that until she told me the other day. She said, it said you reject it. I said, I don't reject no phone calls. It's the phone. It's when it doesn't recognize numbers. If it's not in my contact, it'll block the number.
Oh, got it.
And then maybe I could call T-Mobile and see what I can do about that. Because a lot of times, you know, it's important calls that I have coming in, and it's blocking their phone numbers and stuff. But anyway, thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure, not a problem at all.
I'm going to call her. I'm going to reach out to her, and then I'm going to check with her, and I'm going to see what she's saying or they saying. And if it's okay, I can get back, you know, in touch with you if it's all right.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.